Hi everyone, I'm Jamie, and I'm here with Susie Q to talk about galas, what to do and what to avoid. So Susie, why don't you tell us a little bit about how to act once we've been invited to a gala?
Hello Jamie, thank you for having me on the show. Formal etiquette has been refined over the centuries, changing with times and customs to the point where it has become almost an art. Gala etiquette is no different. After all, people rarely attend galas to dine. They go to socialize and celebrate a cause or achievement, or to fundraise for a cause, at least normally. So these rules really are for social interaction. I have a list of 32, but many of them are common sense, such as, for men, wear a tuxedo, and for ladies, a floor-length gown that, while not boring, is not too revealing.
Right, that all seems rather standard, but what about some that everyone might not know?
Well, everyone knows that you generally don't rearrange seating cards, but not everyone knows why, prompting it to happen sometimes as though an innocent mistake. The truth is that seating arrangements are formalized after much reflection and are designed to promote conversation. Who you will sit with will color much of your night, so it is important to trust the organizers have sat everyone exactly where they should be. Also, with utensils, it is important to go from the outside in and not just pick what looks like it will be the easiest to use. That said, you may eat however you like, either in the continental style or in the American style. Remember, fork in the left, knife in right is continental, but then switching the fork to the right hand after cutting is American. You should know the difference. A less commonly known rule of etiquette might be that when eating a dinner roll, you break off each bite individually, and you butter each bite individually. You never butter the entire roll and take bites from it.
All right, and after dinner, what is the etiquette on partners?
Well, it is fine to leave your partner for 10 to 15 minutes, but then you really should go find them. And good introductions are a sign of good manners. You should develop a sign ahead of time to notify your partner if you forget someone's name, so they can step in and avoid an awkward moment. Also, you should stick to a 2-minute rule unless you are giving the main speech of the evening, being sure to include your partner if they talk less.
On the subject of talking, you mentioned that people go to socialize. How important is small talk?
Oh, it is certainly one of the most important parts of the evening. If you need to, practice your small talk before you head to the gala. No one wants to hear about your troubles at work or home, but they would love to hear about the vacation you took or the project you're working on, especially if it's socially motivated. However, it should be noted that everyone loves talking about themselves, and they will want you to ask them about their vacation, project, or hobby as well. Whatever you do speak about, politics and religion are to be meticulously avoided and, if mentioned, tenaciously ignored.
Returning to the part about being social, how does social media, ingrained as it is, play into gala life? People surely don't leave their phones at home, do they?
They should, but they don't. You should limit your use to times when you are not at the table or conversing with others. And you should not be updating it constantly. It is fine at a few dispersed moments throughout the night. Remember that people paid hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, to come and talk and eat with you. And supposedly, you're there because you want to be with them too.
Well, that's all very interesting, but unfortunately that's all the time we have for now. Thank you so much, Susie Q, for coming and teaching us about proper etiquette at gala events.
It's been a pleasure, Jamie. Thank you for having me on your program.